Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
The president said on the front end of this thing weeks ago that the cure cannot be worse than the disease. That's a question I ask myself every day. Has that happened, in your opinion?
We are getting to that point. I mean, the economic devastation that is going off and the high unemployment and the bankruptcies that are foreseeable on the future. If we don't get America back to work sooner rather than later, the devastation associated with that and the public health impacts. So you remember, when you go into a Great Depression, there are deaths, there are impacts on public health that are dire. And the numbers on public health of the virus could pale in comparison to that type of situation. Now, that's why we're working hard to avert it. So I'm glad to see we're going down the regional approach. And we were able to convince the governor to get Western New York up and running and treat us differently than New York City. But we got to hold them accountable to that. And because the biggest cure to all this is get people back to work, get some sort of economic activity, and people will take care of themselves rather than have government take care of it.
Well, phase four of the stimulus package is forthcoming. This will be the funds for state and local governments. The House Speaker's already said that it's not safe to return, so it won't happen next week. When's the earliest we can expect this, Tom?
Well, you know, it's probably going to be sometime around May 15th through June 1st. I mean, we've got some cliffs that are developing in the legislation, so I think that's a realistic time frame, maybe bleed over to June 15th. But that's why we have to get back to work. And if we're not going to go in person, I'm all supportive of going in person. I was there last week. I think we can do that. But at least we should engage in technology and remote type of debating of legislation. We cannot have four people, Speaker Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Chuck Schumer, sitting in a room and deciding the fate of 320 million Americans and spending $3 to $5 trillion by their edicts. Yeah. That is not good. That is not going to be something I could support. So we need to use technology and get back to work if we can't do it in person.
Congressman Tom Reed on the live line with us today talking about the COVID-19 global pandemic. The numbers now topping a million nationwide. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said, I think it was last week, there is not going to be a blue state bailout. Really drew the ire of Governor Cuomo, making some seem to suggest that New York may file for bankruptcy, the state looking at a $15 billion deficit, much of that due to coronavirus. You're on record opposed to bankruptcy. What would that look like and how dangerous would that be?
Yeah, no, bankruptcy would be something that's unprecedented. And it's something that it shows you the magnitude of the economic crisis, even that Mitch McConnell to put that on the table. He's a responsible legislator that puts that on the table, shows you how bad the economic numbers look.
Yeah.
Why would that be so bad? Because you destroy the bond, you destroy the borrowing capacity, the bond market would go down, all the cost of borrowing would go up through the roof, and that would hit every American in every part of the country.
Yeah. What are you doing to protect your district and the funds? We mentioned phase four, maybe mid-May, late May. Still a lot of work to do on that. But what are your concerns, or what are you doing to keep the governor from trying to take the money meant for local governments?
So I've been working for 3 weeks now, and one of the key things I'm going to be supporting in the state local aid fight, and we've got many members to support, is that when we get direct local aid to local governments, where federal government goes directly to the city hall, to the county legislature, and give them assistance, New York State, when it takes its money, the governor's going to have to commit that it will not reduce that money that's already committed to those local governments in the state budget. Happens all the time, Bob. When I was mayor, they would take out of my pocket lines that were coming to me from the state government. And because we got money from the federal government, they said, well, we'll take that away from you.
Huh.
And that type of shenanigan cannot happen. It just happened in Phase 3 of the CARES Act with education money. Now, the state received money and still went forward with education cuts to our school districts when they should never have done that.
Yeah,
That to me is just an example of this practice of bait and switch being alive and well in Albany.
Well, the best phase four is a back-to-work plan. A number of states are doing that as we speak. New York won't be doing that for a couple more weeks. Pennsylvania, where we also broadcast May 8th at the earliest. So in the meantime, there's these stimulus bills. Three down, one to go. I was blown away by the statistic from the Small Business Administration that says a business in this country goes under every hour during this pandemic, and many of those businesses, sadly, will not come back. I know you guys see all these statistics too, but will there be any kind of coming back from this?
There has to be, and I'm the eternal optimist, and I know working together, we're going to get through it stronger. But the biggest thing we can do is get the economy going again. These bankruptcies, these devastating state government and local government projections, the collapse of the agricultural community, that has all been driven because government has come in and said to the $22 trillion U.S. economy, no demand. You have to stay in place. You have to shut down. And if you don't have demand in your economy, there's no cash flow. There's no money coming through the system. And so we have to get people back to work. We can do it safe enough. We can respect the virus. We have enough of capacity now to do that with testing. We can do it. Just let us do it. Let the people lead us through this.